Wow, this place is bigger than what I thought.
What? Did you think I just ran a little ritzy mom-and-pop shop? No way, sweets. This is my place. This is my playground. And this is my parlor. Nothing here is small by any means. I'm a grand man. I'm essentially a king. And what is a king without a castle?
Castle comparable to the Las Vegas Strip. Look at all this. Stores, restaurants, bars, and clubs? Even a pool and a hotel? This isn't a castle. This is Pleasure Island. Sans the kids and the donkeys.
Ho ho ho, sweets. You don't even know. You're no longer in the cold, harsh world where shit goes wrong on every turn. No, no, this place is a safe haven. A please palace, if you will. My fortress of sanctity. Time is of no essence. No man is mortal. All that artsy shit, indulgences abound, all courtesy of yours truly.
Indulgences? So you mean like...
Like our lovely selection of signature aphrodisiac Lay's chocolates. We import everything from the cacao in our chocolates to the chocolatiers from Paris.
Aphrodisiac laced. You mean these are drugged? Isn't that bad? As much as I like sweets, I'm not too partial to sweets laced with drugs. Maybe if I'm feeling particularly open and ready to party, I might. But not now.
No. We don't do drugs here. I don't fuck around with that nasty stuff. Dealers and cops and addicts, ugh. It's an unbecoming crowd with an unbecoming reputation. Nah, these are genuine aphrodisiacs. Real stuff, not a chemical compound crap cake. These are made from pure Eros orchid flowers, concentrated and combined with other ingredients to only give you the best sensations. This stuff doesn't fuck with your head and pretend to be in love. No. This is the real McCoy.
Magical love flower ground up into a substance for casual recreational use? It's a drug.
It's not a drug. It's an aphrodisiac. A regulated aphrodisiac, only available through me and me alone. Careful who you go to throwing the D word out and about around. Don't want to give any busybodies probable cause or whatnot.
All right. I won't. Jeez. You're just a full-on mafioso, huh?
I'm a businessman trying to make his way. That's all. All these chandeliers and curtains don't pay for themselves, you know. And I got people to pay. I don't sell that junky crap that destroys people here. I'm better than that, and I believe in my product. Everything I do is good and honest work, even if it's a bit outside the confines of traditional law.
What is that? Is that a cigarette? Why is it pink? I've never seen that kind of brand before, and I've tried plenty in my day.
Oh, you mean these little devils here? These are my signature pride and joy, Cupid Candy Cigs, a specialty and staple in aphrodisia. You smoke? Didn't really figure for the type to.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're half right. I tried to smoke, but cigarettes taste awful. I've tried so many, but never found the right one. I just want to take some edge off, you know?
Well, then, I'd be remiss not to offer you a sample of our signature attraction, then. That's right. First light's free on the house, completely absent of charge. Why, we'll even light it for you. Our honest-to-God pleasure. Hey, babe.
Well, all right. I guess it'd be rude to say no after such a well-thought-out pitch. Whoa! Oh, wow, this tastes so sweet! And it's not bad at all.
Right? Just takes all the stress right off your shoulders and sends you off to cloud nine, don't it?
Wow. Yeah, it really does. Here I thought you were just playing me, but wow, I feel so happy and... Oh gosh, I can't stop smiling. This feels so good. Oh, this happiness makes me so embarrassed.
Oh? Why so embarrassed, dollface? Never felt like this before? That's a crying shame considering that happy smile on your face is so cute. You should do that more often.
No, stop it. You're just trying to butter me up. You're such a charmer.
You said it, not me.
Wait, You haven't even finished that one. Why start a new one?
Between you and me, standard Cupid's candies are nice, but I like playing on a level field, and at this point I've been smoking these for so long just to get me in a better mood. Candy Reds are for enjoying with company, if you catch my drift. They're a little, stronger. Speaking of company, well, you know, I did mean it when I said you looked cute. If you'd let me, well, I wouldn't mind showing you around the area. Maybe even some of my favorite parts?
Huh? What's this area? It's kinda dark. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like it dimmed. Easier on my eyes, and... Is that a bed? What? Hey, what are you... What the... Why did you throw me on the... Whoa. The sheets are really nice, actually.
I pay top tier for the best quality fabrics I can get my hands on. And seeing as how you know all about that, you can tell that I'm not lying.
Right, yeah. I can tell, what are you doing?
Well, I did say I'd show you some of my favorite places in Aphrodisia, right? Tell me, where do you think we are right now?
I don't know. Where are we? What? Hey, that's my SIG!
This is called the Voyeur's Lounge.
The Voyeur? You mean as in...
Ding, ding, ding. You got it, sweetheart. Exactly what you think it's for is exactly what it's meant to be. Here's where some customers of mine, after indulging in the aphrodisiacs, come to enhance their experience further. So, Rubes, now begs the question, do you want to enhance your experience with me? There's a lot more than this that I can show you, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, after all.
You think you're so smooth. Though, I guess a little self-indulgence isn't so bad. Maybe.